And welcome to Community Kitchen. It's Easter. We're talking chocolate. And I think more so than just chocolate. It's called celebrating. And celebration food can be really fantastic. Doesn't have to be complicated, but it can be different and a little bit nice. I thought we'd start the morning with some fantastic ricotta fritters. And these are like a pancake, but just that little bit better. So 3 cups of plain flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 tablespoon of icing sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 500 grams of ricotta. It sounds a lot, but it's really going to give that fluff. Zest of 1 orange or lemon or lime, and 2 eggs beaten to a thick consistency. You mix the flour, the baking powder, and the icing sugar together. Add the ricotta, the vanilla, and the zest. Beat eggs until thick and creamy, and really go through that process of beating them. Fold that in the ricotta mixture and allow that to be refrigerated and to firm up. Now, what you want to do is scoop a good spoonful of mixed into hot oil, gently fry the fritters, and you can serve that with some beautiful diced up berries. You can make a berry coulis. You can roast some beautiful fruits in the oven. And one of my favourites is if I do strawberries and rhubarb, it is just delicious. And just a little sprinkle of sugar. You don't need to put any liquid in there because it's going to break down in that process. And absolutely scrumptious. And if you do make it, make a little bit more, because if you puree that, then you have this amazing sauce which you can use on many things. And I think that's what I love. If you've ever listened to my show, you know that I really love purposeful cooking. If you're going to do one thing, make sure it goes into another, because that's the idea of enjoying that cooking process and making it interesting, where you actually do something that's a little bit exciting, tastes fantastic, and you want to share and celebrate. We're talking Easter, so of course we're going to be talking chocolate. And this flourless chocolate cake that I make is brilliant. It is one of those things that you sort of get a little bit disappointed when it comes out of the oven. But trust me, it is worth it, because it rises up. And then as it sort of cools, it cracks and gets this beautiful topping on it. So it's 250 grams or 1 cup of butter. I use unsalted, that's my preference. 250 grams of cooking chocolate. Break it into small pieces because you want to melt this. 5 eggs and 1 large cup of caster sugar. Preheat your oven to 180, and you know that I don't talk in fanforced when I'm talking on the radio or when I'm actually giving a recipe, because not everyone has fanforced. And using a 20 centimeter cake tin, line that with baking paper. Go through the process of having this done beforehand, because, you know, you've got mess all over the kitchen and you've got the thing ready to put in the oven and you haven't lined the tin. So start that as one of the first processes. Melt the chocolate and butter very gently and then cool it. And I've found that sometimes if I even use a defrost button in the microwave, if I'm doing a lot of chocolate and a lot of baking, I sometimes cheat and do that, and it's good. Whisk the egg yolks with 1/2 cup of the sugar, of course, in a different clean bowl. And be mindful of when you're doing something, you're going to take this to a really thick consistency. And you beat that till it's really pale in colour and double in volume, because the eggs, it's sort of how you start to make a zabaloni. So you've got that really thick egg and sugar mixture. In a separate clean bowl, whisk the eggs whites with the remaining sugar, and you're taking this into a meringue consistency, which is fantastic. I usually just put a little bit of sugar in at a time, tablespoon at a time is good, and you'll end up with a really, really glossy meringue, and you want that glossy and you want that sugar whipped out of it. Fold the chocolate mixture into the egg yolk mixture. Now remember, you've melted that chocolate and the butter, so make sure it's cooled. And then fold the beaten egg whites into the chocolate egg mixture and pour into the prepared tin and bake for about 60 minutes. Now, when it's cooked, run a knife around the edge of the tin and let it cool in the tin. And if you haven't paper lined the side, sometimes that cake can actually stick and it breaks away and it doesn't look as attractive. And you can dust that with icing sugar, or you can actually pile it high with some beautiful cream and berries or toffees and hazelnuts and be creative. I mean, when Easter's here, we really want to have that chocolate fest. So I think that's worthwhile doing. And another one I really love making, and I find that this is a really fantastic cake. It's a flourless almond chocolate cake. So you're not, it's gluten-free, grain and gluten-free. So we're using about 3/4 of a cup of butter, softened, 3/4 of a cup of sugar, brown or white. The brown will give it a more sort of a different flavour. I like it. I like the brown sugar. 6 eggs separated, 185 grams of chocolate. You can have dark, white or milk, and about 1.5 cups of almond meal. And you're preheating the oven to about 160. That's slow. Beat the egg whites in a clean bowl until they form soft peaks. In another bowl, cream the butter and sugar. Add the egg yolks. Now remember to cream that butter and sugar. Don't get a little bit lazy with that and have little granules. Dip your finger in and make sure you can't feel the sugar in there. Add the egg yolks. Stir in the cooled, melted chocolate and the almond meal. And then gently fold in the beaten egg whites and put in your lined tin. Of course, you've already done that because you are doing that now as part of your procedure of baking, and bake for about 3/4 to 1 hour. It'll be firm to the touch, but it'll cool in the tin and will drop, but that's okay, as very rich, moist texture. And I really love this with an icing. I think it's fantastic. You can dress it up, or you can stack it. You can put frosting in between. You can melt chocolate all over the top of it. It's delicious even as a wedge to have with dessert, with some whipped cream, or even before you serve it, just heat it a little bit and put some ice cream with it. So it's one of those versatile, and it freezes really well. So you can get ahead of yourself. And I noticed a few, prior to Easter and times like that, you usually find that chocolate's on sale. So stack up, because it always stays really well in the cupboard, and you've got that on board. Now, another beautiful celebration, and we are talking celebration cakes, we're talking celebration things for Easter. It's nice to have that little bit of a forward planning. An orange almond cake, once again, grain and gluten-free. You've got 2 oranges, 4 eggs, 1.5 cups of caster sugar, 3 cups of almond meal, and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. And preheat the oven to about 160, slow, and you're lining a 20-centimetre spring-form pan with baking paper. You place the oranges in a saucepan. Give them a really good wash down. If you bought them in the supermarket, I find I do spend the time to actually wash my fruit. Give it a little scrub, because it sometimes has that waxy feel. And cover with cold water, bring to the boil and simmer for 15 minutes. Drain it. Cover with fresh water, bring to the boil and simmer for a further 15 minutes and drain that. Now, return to the pan and cover with fresh cold water, bring to the boil and cook for a further 30 minutes. Now, the reason that I do it this way is it takes that bitter out of the peel when you actually, because you're going to process the peel and everything. Cool, coarsely chop, remove seeds and as much white pith as you can. And you place the orange in a food processor and process until smooth. Beat the eggs and sugar. You've got 4 eggs and you've got 1.5 cups of caster sugar. Once again, until thick and pale, and go through the process, because this will add to a better consistency within the cake. Fold in the orange mixture, the almond meal and the baking powder until just combined. Spoon into the pan and even it out and bake for 1 hour. Until the skewer comes out clean. I find the old trick of when that cake starts to smell delicious, it's pretty good indicator that it's cooked. And even if you just open the pan, open the oven and just touch the top, if it bounces back, you usually find it's done. Now, to change it around and make it sort of a little bit different, you can give that really lovely Persian feel to it. So you're going to add spices to the cake mixture and dress the cake with an orange blossom syrup. Sounds complicated, but it's not. So add to the cake mixture about a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, about a half a teaspoon of ground cardamom. And then when the cake has cooked, pour over the orange blossom syrup. And I love this syrup. I do it with lemons. I do it with lime. And it just takes a simple, even butter cake to a next dimension. So one orange, half a cup of caster sugar. You want the juice from the orange, sorry. About a quarter of a cup of water and a teaspoon of orange blossom water. And you zest the orange and put aside. Juice the orange and place the juice, the water and the sugar in a pan. Simmer for about 5 minutes on low, and still it starts to thicken and it looks really beautiful and shiny. Remove from the heat, add the zest and the orange blossom, and pour over the cake. And this is just absolutely delicious. It is, I think, one of my favourite cakes. You can do it with lemons, you can do it all different ways, but once you've got that basis going, there's no reason why you can't alter it. And of course, one of the things that I think that, I remember when my grandchildren were young, they used to love making like a rocky road, but you can change it. And I notice now there's so many fantastic ideas on Instagram, some fantastic cooking ideas. I just love it. But adding things like Maltesers, you can add Jaffas, you can have change the flavour, you can put biscuits in there, you can change it and do like a mint type of one where you even buy the chocolate bickies off the shelf, choc mint biscuit, how delicious is that? And you can start adding to that. You can change it around and do the Scotch finger biscuits and start to put different caramels and nuts and goodies in there. But at the end of the day, the chocolate is going to bind it. So be generous with the chocolate. And I like to have things in there like, I love Turkish Delight. I think it's one of those beautiful chocolates. And I let the kids pick the lollies. If you're going to do it, let them pick the chocolates and the goodies. Even the good old snakes, add that little bit of jelly in there and makes it really quite a different type of rocky road. But I hope you enjoy celebrity cakes and cooking and celebrations. It's a nice time of year, get together with family. And of course you're with Annette on Community Kitchen.